Steve and Jill here.
Happy Friday.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show. Entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butala.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about Illinois Governor Pritzker property tax evasion investigation. Sounds boring, but it's I promise you it's not.
This is a good one.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Michael A. Hello, Michael. Asks, hello, friends. For those of you who have subscribed to Pat Live, how's it working out? Sure, Pat Live can take messages, but are they really helping out? Are you simply calling back the calls that Pat Live takes? Is it really helpful? Every call is different, and often there's an amount of rapport building that's needed to convince the seller that you're not a scam or that your offer is legit. Is Pat Live able to do this for you? Please share your experiences. Thanks.
Jill's an expert at this, but I must say, before she answers, I've never seen so many answers, membership answers. There's probably 35 answers of positive experiences from our users about Pat Live. So
there's
an underlying meaning here to this question. There's the answer. Jill's going to answer the actual question, does Pat Live work, yes or no? And I'm going to answer what I think is the underlying meaning here.
Oh, it's okay. I love it. So here's the deal about Pat Live. There are other different services out there, but we all as a group use Pat Live, and it's kind of nice because they are a little bit real estate based. At least I think we have a group, and they know us.
They understand our group.
And they do, and they understand our calls and what we're doing. We've got some seasoned people now, so it works out great. But what's funny too is what it is, you send out mail, the offers come back, you can pick up the phone yourself and weed through all the calls, either the good and the bad and the, hey, take me off your list calls, or you can have someone like Pat Live answer the phone, weed through those calls, and then just send you the responses, which is a beautiful thing because it saves you so much time and energy. Maybe you have a day job, this covers that for you. And then all you get at the end of the day is a list of who you want to call back. You may have six no's, one person that was really unhappy, and you can see that. And then you have four people that said, love your offer, how fast can we close? And those are the ones you call back. So it's really great. And they'll take down some of the details too, which I appreciate, because what you can do then is have a chance to look up the property and just kind of look over some things and go, all right, I remember what I offered. They liked it. There's the property. And so when you call them back, you know, you're ready to in that. Now you're only making that one phone call. You can efficiently really close a deal on that call. You could already have looked it up and said, hi, I just want to make sure I'm talking to Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Yep. And everybody, are you well? And I looked it over and you accepted my offer of $1,293. Yep. We love it. Can we do it on Tuesday like you said? Absolutely. Is this the right address for you, for me, the notary? Yes, it is. You know, and you can see how that goes. So you could really, in one call with a service, close your deals. Why I think it's efficient. What's funny too is, and we've used it in the past. I don't now because I have my own staff taking the calls for us. Because what we could do in-house, my own staff cannot effectively close the deal on that one call. Look things up right as we're talking. Know that it was our offer price, and it's like basically pre-approved, and do it for certain transactions. But what's funny, all I keep thinking about is one of our members who is sending out so much mail. This is his full-time gig now, and he's sending out so much mail. He sent us a note the other day that said that his Pat Life bill has exceeded his mortgage payment. So it doesn't mean that Pat Live is that expensive. It means that he uses them much. There's that many calls that are going out because he's sending that much mail, and it is saving him so much money. I mean, he's like thrilled. That was a bragging moment for him. Like, I got this. So what were you going to?
Everybody who I've ever talked to who has used Pat Live or an answering service, me included, this is even before Jill. It's one of those things where you say, boy, I wish I would have done this a year ago. It's a life-changing thing, mm-hmm. and it's very efficient from a financial standpoint and a time standpoint, outsource that. When you send a lot of mail out, if you do it correctly, you get real positive phone calls back, but you get a lot of negative stuff too, because you're sending offers out in general for less than properties, whereas some people get upset about it. That gets removed from your life entirely and gets shoved on the people who are answering the phone, and they separate those calls. Mm-hmm. So you never have to deal with it. It's completely out of your life. You don't even know. So. But my point is, this underlying meaning here is this. we're all entrepreneurs here, and we're all people, and we're all theoretically trying to move forward in life and move up. It is essential in almost every situation, if you're going to move up in life or move up in your company, to give up some control. You can't do it all. You know, you start out in this world with a finite amount of minutes in the day or in the week, work minutes specifically. You get to a point where to grow, you have to outsource. You have to give up control. That's very hard for a lot of people. And we see some people that stay in one spot in their career as members of Land Academy for too long, right, because they're not willing to do something like get Pat Live and then free up a tremendous burden, time burden. It's a huge time burden for a very small amount of money, just a few hundred dollars a month in general. So you have to look at it that way. Is that person who answers the phone at Pat Live or those bank of people going to answer the phone the way you do? Nope. Is it going to cost you a deal? Probably a month, maybe. But you got to get your head around that or you're never going to move forward. And you know what? I'm really talking to myself here. Because I'm a huge, you know, when it comes to like really giving up control and moving on to the next thing, I have problems with that. So does Jill, actually. Mm-hmm. Everybody who's human and who's an entrepreneur does. It's kind of like giving up part of yourself or part of your kids or something like that. So move on to the next company or move on, make this one bigger.
It's true.
So Pat Live is a tiny little example of that. But that's why I chose this
It's a good question. No, and I understand your underlying meaning and theme here, and I'm glad that you said that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Today's topic, Illinois Governor Pritzker and his property tax evasion investigation problem. This is the meat of the show. Cook County, Illinois, which is where Chicago is, and Orleans Parish, which is where the city of New Orleans is, are historically the most corrupt counties in the country. It'd be tough to argue that. I'm going to get so much email on this episode about all kinds of stuff. We get a bunch of email anyway, but I can already tell.
Good thing somebody else is answering the phone.
Of the nine most recent governors of the state of Illinois, five of them are in federal prison right now. That's a fact.
I did not know that.
Plus or minus one or two of the people or the time frame, but I got the basic statistic right. And this guy's on his way. And this is what he did. And he's a multimillionaire now. I'm talking a huge multimillionaire. And he got elected to office. He bought a mansion. He and his wife bought a mansion that was very, what he believed to be, undervalued. And in the state of Illinois, and specifically in Chicago, there's a way that you can, if a property is being renovated / not tenantable, you can apply for and receive, based on an inspection, a huge break in property taxes. Like, this is a big, huge property in the city of Chicago, so you can imagine how much it is. So he proceeded to buy this property and remove stuff to make it untenantable with intent and with a paper trail. He and his wife both traded off emails and phone calls to the contractor and said, hey, can you remove all the toilets and remove the sink in the kitchen and make this thing untenable? Because we've got a scheduled appointment with somebody from the assessor's office to make sure this thing qualifies for the tax break. There's a year of conversations recorded like this, a massive paper trail. And the guy's going down. He's going to go to federal prison for this.
Man.
All he wanted to do is take the toilets out. And take, I think he took a bunch of stuff out of the kitchen to make sure that no one could live there, and he got the massive tax reduction. I don't remember the numbers. It's something like $30,000 less a month.
So was it supposed to be an investment property? Were they supposed to live there? Do you know?
His intent was, he shut up after a while.
Okay.
Fortunately for him. His intent was to just wait. He bought it and let the market go up and just, or maybe even clean it up part of the renovation. Who knows? That's his story is.
Oh, that's part of
the
whole.
It was part of the renovation, but he's got all these.
I'm going to sit on this asset and have lower taxes than everybody else for a while.
Yeah.
Got it. I thought it was like the day before they were. I thought he was like living there. When I heard the story, I thought maybe he and his wife were living there, and like the day before the inspection, they moved out and did all this. Then the inspection happens, and then they move back in and put it all back. That's what I thought was going on.
So that's the whole governor of Illinois, you know, story. Here's the real topic today. Why do you have to cheat?
Yeah.
Why do you have to? There are some people in our group, I'm not obviously not going to name names, that have a long history of these types of operations.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why you have to cheat or try to sell somebody something that they don't want, or this hard sales, classic hard sales thing. Listen, there's no tricks to this. You send out a bunch of mail at a certain price to a bunch of people who own property. They might be skyscrapers, they might be rural vacant land, or anything in between. The people who are interested in selling the property because they're at a situation in their life or a time in their life that they want to do that, they respond to you. And the ones that don't, don't. And that's it. So I don't know why. There's always this undertone. I think it's real estate agents. I really do. I think real estate agents give this whole industry a terrible name.
Mm-hmm.
There's always this, seems to be this undertone of, you know, well, you're taking advantage of this situation. And I don't mean an undertone for us and how we buy and sell property, but stuff like this.
Right.
He didn't have to do this.
Right. He could afford to pay the taxes. He could have bought the house. He could afford that.
Or maybe he looks at the deal. He says, the mansion costs X.
Right.
The carrying costs Y. I'm going to make 22% on this thing, or I'm going to make 48%. You know what? 48% of my money, it's not good enough. I'm going to move on to the next deal.
That's true.
Instead, he goes into it. You know, if you read the media and all this stuff about this specific case,
mm-hmm.
you have to ask yourself, what else has he done? This is the one thing that he got busted on. But what has he done in his whole career, if this is how he approaches stuff,
right,
to really bend the rules and bend them to the point where they break and be so cavalier about it to leave a massive paper trail,
right,
and an audio video trail? So, don't run your business like this.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to. If there's some kind of shady stuff going on, just stop it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Or don't do a different type of deal.
I agree. Yeah, I completely agree.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time for another interesting episode.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I just don't think you have to cheat to win.
I apologize. I didn't have a whole lot to add. I
knew you wouldn't, Joe.
I know the story. I know how you feel about it. I think we all feel the same way. I hope we all feel the same way. And the only thing that's shocking to me is this is still going on. Could afford it, you know. I mean, and B, come on. Are you really think you're above the law here and no one's going to catch up with you? Do you really? Look, we personally took our Google, not that there's anything going on, but I just don't want Google on my counter listening to my every words. Never mind, my cell phone's picking it up. But, you know, whatever. But if you shouldn't be doing anything wrong, and if you are, don't be, you know, he just like talking about it and the emails and everything. So to me, that's like a cavalier, I'm above it all, you know,
yeah, me too,
kind of thing too. That makes it a little bit worse.
If you've ever split property, which I have tons of times, split property, it's very hard. You got to deal with a bunch of people at the county. And if you walked in there, here's one extreme. If you walk in the county and say, I'm going to split this property, what they're going to say to you immediately is no.
Right.
You can't split it.
Yeah.
And so most people, and even though you can, and right, most people are going to say, okay, thanks. I guess I would try.
That's true.
And walk out. I'm not talking about, that's not what this guy did.
No.
Because Jill and I wouldn't take no for an answer. Yeah. We would sit there and manipulate the situation. And I'm not saying break the rules, even bend them. We would say, yeah, we're going to split it because we read the statutes. In fact, you've never read the statutes.
Exactly.
I'm sure of it. I've read them. I'm right, you're wrong. And so together we're going to split this property.
Exactly.
And so we can do this real hard and take a long time. Or I can give you this package that I put together with some cupcakes, by the way, because we respect what you do here at the county. And we're going to go through it together, and hopefully maybe in a few weeks we'll get it done.
Right.
That is not bending the rules. That's acclimating yourself to an environment and getting the stuff that you want out of the end, and everybody's smiling and laughing at it while it's happening, hopefully.
Right.
It's not lying.
Right.
And illegally splitting property or buying a property with the intent to split it illegally and then letting the people who purchased the property from you deal with all the BS 5 years from now.
Exactly.
That's my point to this Pritzker thing.
Thank you. Wherever you're watching or wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.